Yeah, I don't know what you'd call it, but I figured the outside horse is called the old horse.
Okay, let me ask you about something that someone told me once. He said that in the way he grew up with it, that if you were plowing with two horses, you know, you had to walk behind one or the other.
That's
you couldn't
right.
very well walk in the middle.
No.
So he said the horse that you were not walking behind was the off horse. If, example, you were walking behind the one on the right, the left horse would be the off horse. But if you were walking behind the one on the left, the off horse would be the one on the right.
Probably so.
What do you think? Do you think that fits?
Well, it could fit all right, but now whenever you plow with a middle splitter, either two horse plow or plowing. You just as much behind one of them horses either, because you got to hold the hound of the plow. You're just as much behind one you as the other. That's all. Now, I have had three animals pulling side by side, you know, or maybe say on a disking somebody, three side by side. Well, you got to have a long double tree cross there with three sanger trees on it. Quite naturally, you walking on behind, and if you were walking, while you were behind the middle horse, you might as well say, because the three of them together.
Yeah, so you wouldn't use, think about an off horse
way. That's right.
I see. Thinking about cows, a little cow, when it's first born.
You're going out of calf.
And then when it gets a little bigger, you call the female a what?
Yearling.
All right, you ever call it a heifer?
Heifer, yeah.
Is that any different for me? A yearling could be either a boy or a girl?
Yes, ma'am. Either one, a yearling. Could be either one.
All right, now,
if it's a little female, it'd be a little heifer.
If it's a little male,
we say it's a little bull or a little male, we say it that way.
All right. If you have a cow that's expecting a calf, you say she's going to what?
How come I can't call it that, man? Freshen.
Yeah. All right. School bus. They get out this week in the middle of the day. I forgot that.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
What did they call the male horse?
Stud horse.
Would they have said that in front of a woman?
No.
What would you have said?
We just say a male horse.
A male horse.
That's right.
Let's see, a female horse is called a
mare. Yeah.
If you didn't know how to ride, you might say, I have never what a horse.
Rode a horse.
All right. If you couldn't stay on, you might say,
I fell off. Yeah.
If a little child went to sleep in bed and in the morning he found himself on the floor, you'd say, I must have
fell out. Fell out of the bed.
The things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road.
Yeah, man, shoes.
All right. Is there a game people play with those?
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
What would they call that?
I don't know. I saw some old day people playing with them horse shoes like that, throwing them. I don't know what kind of game you call it, but I seen.
You've seen them do it?
Yeah, I seen them playing that the other day.
The parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on are the
hooves.
Okay. Yeah. And one of those would be a. He has four hoofs, and then he has one.
Oh, you mean the frog of his foot?
No, I'm thinking about just one of them. Yeah, you know, a hoof. Would you say? What would you say? He has one.
One hoof, one shoe.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. Do you happen to know? I know they don't have sheep around here, but do you happen to know anything about what they would call male sheep?
Ram.
All right. Were they? Well, I guess maybe you might not know about this, but I wondered if men were just as careful about using the word ram.
Well, I didn't sound so much. Yeah,
that
ram.
Didn't sound as
no,
bad as
bull.
No,
sure don't. It don't. No.
The female sheep is a.
Or the ore.
Right. What do sheep have on their back?
Wool.